Capital Forum. Today is November 27th, I believe, 2011. And you're listening to Capital Forum. This is Tom Ritter. And I believe Louise should be Skyping in pretty soon. Well, we look forward to hearing from Louise this morning.
Yeah, good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Sergey. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing fine. Watching it rain a little pitty-patter down here. How about yourself? What's the weather like up in KC today?
It's kind of cloudy.
Typical Missouri drab winter weather, huh? Overcast,
yep.
And cool.
Yep. I got some interesting news.
Sure.
It's about, you know how this, companies, we are a few companies who provide the different wireless telecommunication services.
Okay.
They supposed to compete, but in reality, it's not big difference between them. So I just by accident found a new carrier headquarters located in North Carolina. So it calls Republic Wireless, and they offer $19 unlimited phone plan and no contract.
Wow.
Interesting. So on their website, it's more details how that plan works, actually.
You know, Sergey, have you heard the advertisement on one of the Patriot networks? Because there's a company like that on one of the Patriot networks that has some advertisement.
Which one?
That's a good question. I'll have to pick my brain a little bit. But, yeah, there's a mobile carrier that's starting to advertise on one of the Patriot networks.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, we need, because we have a monopoly. But
yeah, it seems like there's collusion, like you're saying. It seems like they offer very similar plans, or at least they're very competitive, but they're not colluding.
Right. It's like not, what's the difference between major, TV network outlets?
Exactly.
And, well, what choices people have, really. I think it's about time to bring people real choices, you know, instead of just getting the same services for about the same price. You know, it's really just whole market just divided and controlled by few companies.
Similar to cable and dish, it seems like they're all merging to be one big entity. And we have a 3-minute commercial break coming up, and call in numbers 800-313-9443. And everybody, please listen to support sponsors. And if you know anybody that needs some good advertisement via RBN, please contact them and contact RBN. Back in 3 minutes.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
Are you concerned about the quality of your drinking water? If yes, we want to introduce you to the new ProPure stainless steel water purification system. ProPure systems available in two sizes are economical, convenient, easy to use, and provide reliable water purification just about anywhere. ProPure systems come with the latest water filter technology. The ProBlack D-domed water filter elements are the result of years of research, design, and development, and are good up to 3,000 gallons each before replacement. Easy to clean, trouble-free. The ProBlack Impact-E water filter elements may be the best yet. Concerned about fluoride in your water? ProPure offers add-on fluoride filters. ProPure water purification systems. Easy to assemble and are backed with free technical support and a 2-year warranty. Visit us at www.propureusa.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-U-S-A.com. And check out our holiday special or call 1-800-544-3533 for a dealer near you. 1-800-544-3533.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlo. Non-prescription ColonFlo is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural ColonFlo works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. ColonFlo is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
Obama's going to buy us all Mercedes-Benz, isn't he?
Oh, don't start this Obama. Every president of the sun.
Are you dreaming?
That's what these crazy people thought when he was elected. Oh, he's going to pay off my mortgage. He's going to do all this stuff for us. Oh, boy. Here we go.
Oh, come on now. Let's just go through this. How many presidents have ever been, appointed?
Selected.
Including Bush. Yeah.
Not an election, okay. It's a selection.
Yeah, we don't ever have an election. Okay, so we shouldn't just... I hear a lot of this. It's all Obama's bashing. You see these posts being sent to everybody saying is that when Obama came into the office, gas was $1.87 a gallon. I'm going, get off your dreaming pot. That's ridiculous. I was going to the Capitol paying $3 a gallon. Okay, I know I was doing that. I can show you my bills. So, do people just forget?
I just have
a question. Do you just forget?
Easily manipulated, just like putty.
I'm tired of being putty. Speaking of putty, we've had a few incidents, or outbreaks, you should say, of police with Occupy. Okay. Now, one of the most recent was, and this came on here, it's been hitting the news, videos that are spreading of UC Davis, okay, pepper spraying of Occupy students and staff. They have had an increase of 300% on their fees, for their tuitions. And they were protesting. And during the protest, the the city police and a few of the campus, but it was the city police who came in and they were shooting them with pepper spray because they wouldn't move off the sidewalk. They were sitting.
Well, they use the tear gas also.
Oh, yeah.
They got the shotgun with cans of the tear gas. Yeah, I watched a few clips on YouTube. Wow, that was horrible.
But, the kids didn't leave. I don't know how many people watched it and didn't see something, and I did, from somebody who lived in the 60s. I won't say which time. Okay, but
which 60s?
Yeah. I was trying to clarify without really getting myself encrypted in something.
Not the Civil War era, but probably the more recent 60s, I assume.
Yes. But anyway, the point is that, you know, I saw a defiant, not just in there, I started going through many others, different stuff in California, other places. And what I see is a more determination, not necessarily understanding, more determination that something's wrong. Does that make sense? The kids understand something's wrong.
I think that's actually a rebellion against the tuition rises that actually started years ago, because this is not a recent phenomenon, but it might be part of the Occupy Wall Street type activity. But it's definitely something we're going to see more of in the future, isn't it?
Well, they're not only kids. They have a lot of adults there.
I think some of the professors were caught up in it, weren't they?
Yes. And they were a little bit, Larry, I talked to a few of the professors, and one of which is actually still currently in the hospital.
Really?
Yes. Wow. Just pepper sprayed. And what he was saying is that that the burning, they just laid them with it. And you only saw part of it, only certain parts of it actually made it onto YouTubes that weren't obscure. But they just laid it down. The one man was very arrogant, they said, extremely arrogant, that you were to do what he said. Others kind of seemed like they followed him.
One of the supposed law enforcement people, or what do you mean?
Yeah, supposed, I like how you say that. But he said, that at a certain point, even though they were became chaotic, and people were getting excited and upset, and there were girls crying, some men crying, it seemed like a switch hit. He said, a switch just kind of turned on, and when that happened, and by the way, they wouldn't let him talk on the phone, okay, for this. Anyway, but he said something happened, and it seemed like the crowd became just a crowd of students to something else, and they were not going to let the police stay on campus. Seriously. Kids who were afraid and crying and this and that suddenly became, because of what they did, suddenly became something else. He said, I can't tell you what it is. They were no longer just a little bit defiant. It was like, this is our campus, and we're not letting you have it. But he said the energy changed. Things changed.
Now, what are you indicating here, Lou? They grew a backbone, or they were actually infiltrated?
Yeah, they grew a backbone.
They grew a backbone. Wow.
They suddenly, it was like, how dare you have done this? This isn't right. In fact, I talked to one girl, who said that unfortunately she had to be with her family today, so she couldn't do the show. But she said I was crying, and she said I was upset, and she said I didn't know what was really going on, and she said I really was not part of the movement. She was walking through the quad when it was going on, and she was at the other side of it. But once they pepper sprayed those kids, and I think two of the actual staff, or they actually had it. She said something happened. She said, you know, and her parents called her and this and that, and she had to come home. But she said they weren't going to do it. She said, I can't explain it. She said, that's not what I was taught. We were American. We were free. We had a right to protest. That's my constitutional right. And she just said something, a light went on. She said, they weren't going to do that. She said, I didn't think of my health, my safety, or anything else. So, hey, you know, maybe a few people getting pepper sprayed, might have created something.
Well, once again, I think this whole movement towards Occupy Wall Street and Day of Rage and these students, professors standing up are indicating people are starting to get sick and tired of the baloney, and they just want this nonsense to stop. So if we as a patriot movement are very educated in what's really going on behind the scenes, if we can help guide these people in the right direction, I think we have the excellent opportunity to turn our union around to actually get things going in our favor for a change.
Oh, I think so. I think we need to be talking to students. I think that's the one thing we need to do. But we need to also have our ducks in a row, and we have to have our I's, dotted and our T's crossed, and we can't be looking at, talking crazy, because sometimes that's what happens.
Yep.
We have a government who goes out of the way to promote crazy in the ranks of us so that everybody else, oh, you're nuts. These guys are just crazy. Let's keep them going. So they make a lot of noise out of stuff that is not real, or they try to separate us in some way. Okay, I think Occupy is just starting to hit its stride. It put a big thing on a few people who were what do you call socialists in the crowd, and they kept pushing. In fact, I see case after case where they're pushing Soviets mixed in the crowd, socialists are in the crowd, or is this being directed by the Kremlin? I hear a lot of that come back from these would-be reporters.
Well, once again, they were kind of trying to guide it. And you notice, Louise, when all this started, everybody was very receptive to the Occupy movement. All the different cities and campuses and throughout the world, it was a standoff type situation between law enforcement and the Occupy. And I believe so because they were going to steer it towards their agenda. But now that they see that people are actually standing up for what is right in some respects, they're wanting to squelch it. They're wanting to take control of it. If they can't control it, they're going to try to move it away because they very much see what we see as just like the Internet. They're losing control of the situation, and that's a good thing.
I think it's an excellent thing. I'm so happy about that. I really am. The people I've talked to in the last 3 days on the subject have something's happened. A snap has happened. And I'm very happy for it.
Well, there's something called a tipping point or a critical junction, whatever you want to refer to it as, is when people start getting it, then it goes and it takes a life of its own, doesn't it?
Yeah. I couldn't get a hold of the actual gentleman that
And we have a 3-minute commercial break. Everybody, please consider exchanging some of your Federal Reserve notes for some gold and silver at Republic Trading Group. And Sergey mentioned before the first break, Republic Wireless is the name of the cellular company he referred to. RepublicWireless.com. Back in 3.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny? And that the banks know this and hope you don't find out. Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Let me see the land of the free. Has anything changed at all? Sweet liberty, sweet liberty is in our hands. It's part of the plan, or is it a state of mind?
They're back.
By the way, that is Chris de Burgh, Revolution. That's like an 8 or 9 minute song, and it starts off with the... one of our opening bumpers, and then I've got several clips just from that song as bumper music, but go ahead, Luke.
You know, I just love that song.
Excellent music.
Yeah, on the break, Luis, you mentioned that occupiers tried to set up their communication network. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'll give you a little trick. If you guys try and get Occupy and you know nothing about it, if you go to Google... and you just put in a contact, Occupy, and this and that. If you let it just start with, go to beginning parts of Occupy, and it's not quite there, you can find the right address, email, and whatever else to get information. But if you continue putting it out, it'll keep taking you back to news, and will not let you get the information. See, you literally, when you go into... Google.
It's a good reason not to use Google, Louise.
Well, it's not just Google. Okay, it's not just Google. Okay, every major one. If you start putting in here, you know, contact, okay, and you put Occupy, you start O-C-C. If you start doing, I'm not kidding, I'm serious, you have to push on everything.
Yeah.
And you get to the U, and at a certain point, you'll start actually getting the information you're looking for. You know, but if you don't, because you'll finally see OccupyWallStreet.org, okay? And you'll get connected. But if you continue going Occupy Wall Street, you won't get that information, or Occupy. If you complete it. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Why would that be?
Yeah, part of their control mechanism, right?
Yeah, for,
at least so. But anyway... That's you.
Yeah, speaking of that, the website, the local here in Kansas City, OccupyKC.com, it was down for a while. And these folks, local folks, occupiers, they were really upset about that.
Yeah. And that wasn't just the only one. Occupy was down almost everywhere. They went to a new, they're going to a new area or something. I was looking through it, and I'm sorry, I don't have the correct information yet. I'm waiting for somebody to get back to me. But how to occupy? If you go to Wall Street, OccupyWallStreet.org, and it says how to occupy, and you'll see a whole list of places and who's and whatever. Okay, at some point, you know, it's a civil disobedience. It gives all these things, case of police questioning, detainees, arresting, police dates and everything else. They have different stuff. They have young attorneys now who are playing a part and going through this and acting like the their own internal legal service, their own internal police, that as far as communications, you know, if you look and you're trying to get some communications on there, they have looking to just start a globalized phone or internet. Because if you look, you can see where they're actually putting together. They're really getting it together.
Well, once again, Louise, you know what? I've got a one-stop shopping here, as I always focus on solutions. And every challenge that's thrown our way, I look for solutions. And then, once again, we need to take advantage of it. It's our job. It's our responsibility. Look in the mirror. It's up to you and I to help guide this movement in the right direction, keep it nonviolent, educate them on what the situation is behind the scenes, that $26, $27 of their tax dollars have been given away to banksters worldwide. You know, we need to educate them. People are concerned about their pocketbooks. That should be the number one focus, because it's our opportunity. It's our time. You know, we've all been waiting and praying for something like this to happen, and let's don't sit back and let it pass us by.
Tom, remember we covered that almost 2 hours about that topic, occupiers, based on this local KC movement?
Correct.
So the one condition I personally experienced when I went over there, I was on many different occasions during one day, was offered to sign in. It means they offered me, okay, get in on the list, then we will take your ideas, suggestions, etc. So I refused to do that, and they said, we cannot take your ideas or suggestions unless you, you know, sign up. I said, well, once you sign up, you give up part of you. You know, you give up part of your freedom. You give up part of you, something you will give up. So for that reason, I'm not going to sign up unless I really have to. So, but it's up to you, you know, to take an advice or suggestion. Or no, if you are not willing, okay, that's fine. But I told them anyway, so it's up to them. So while I was there, actually, they set up plan to have certain day pick up to, you know, to open new accounts at credit unions, local credit unions. That was really, really smart idea. So we will continue to talk after the break.
And Rodney in Illinois, we see you on the line, so we'll get you right after the break. Everybody, please hang in there and call the number 800-313-9443.
...international commerce, thus avoiding and undermining local, state, and national sovereignty.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Extend your life.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
This is an important message from hempusa.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, 1 heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
They burn the Constitution. It doesn't mean anything today. We live in a mental institution. 'Cause everything's crazy, crazy. Nobody wants to share at all. And people worship money. Everything is breaking down, and everybody's shaking down.
We're back.
Bill Stamsel.
That's you.
Good friend of mine.
That's you. I want you to get him
that's
on the show.
That's you, Tom.
Give me up on stage.
Okay, look here, I'm telling you.
I wish I could see.
I want you to get him on the show.
Uh-huh.
I don't believe it's not you.
Uh-huh.
It sounds, Sergey doesn't sound like him.
Yes, it is.
Hey.
I can't help it. I don't have to say it. Everybody call in and say, we need him on the show because we need Tom and him in the same space because I don't believe it. I think Tom
would be great.
Playing a game with us.
I wish I had that talent. By the way, everything is crazy. And the tip of the week, that is usually my opening line when I want to invoke somebody into the conversation of what's going on, the realities of the world. I would just throw out a simple question just like that. What do you think about all the craziness going on in the world? Throw that out there to a stranger. Throw it out there to a friend. Throw it out there to anybody and see what the response is. Based on their response, go down that path. You know, see what they're interested in. Instead of getting the fire hose out and shoving information down their throats, start asking questions, and that's one of the best leading questions. What do you think about all the craziness in the world? If they don't offer a concrete answer, then say, well, what about the wars or what about the GMO or whatever topic you think they might be interested in? Throw that out there and just start asking questions.
Don't do the alphabet soup. It scares people. You know, GMO, this is the IRS, this alphabet soup.
Yep.
Okay, we need to have a concise way of saying something. And I've got to learn, too, here. I'm needing help. Okay. Roddy in Illinois, we see you. Come on down. You're the next person on the How Your Stomach Gets Turned or something.
It's the capital form, Turned Your Stomach. And actually, Rodney was on the Jerry and Frank gathering last night and done a fine job. I think we might have to rename Republic Broadcasting to Rogers Broadcasting Network. What do you think, Rodney?
I'm gonna keep my day job. I can keep my mouth shut and drive nails. I can do that.
Swing the hammer.
Well enough, yeah. Hey, about Occupy. I was wondering, rather than these protesters clamoring for their rights to protest, why don't they turn the tables on the cops like that veteran did and say to these stormtroopers, you have no right to inflict and use force against us. Put them on the defensive. You know, why are protesters and Americans and supposedly free people always on the defensive? It just doesn't seem to make sense.
They started out on the defensive, if you saw the video. They started out on the defensive, and then something hits, something clicks. And they all keep yelling, who are you working for? Who do you protect? And they start yelling, get off our campus. This is our quad. This is our quad. And they literally remove, by just yelling and bawling and pushing, the police off the campus.
Yeah, it is powerful. Remember that movie, Singing Revolution? People they get the whole hands together for miles and miles and just sang their, the song, everybody, That's how they kicked Soviets from the Baltic republics. Estonia started from Estonia.
And they weren't going to let it. They wanted them off. Something happened. They went from being kids and staff, you had actual teachers out there who were protesting the 300% increase on student, your student, what do you call it?
So, right? Louise, do you know personally the more or less unofficial leaders of this protest group in KC?
Well, I found them. I've been talking to them. Yes.
Okay. Well,
a lot of students. I got a hold of some students, and I got a hold of some. I'm actually a couple of people on staff. Mr. Brown actually was a member of the staff who's been asking for, and he couldn't be on this morning. I'll be talking to him later on today, and hopefully be on next Sunday. And well, he's asking for the chancellor's removal because of what happened.
Well, the campus sounds like an excellent location for this. I'm curious if the campus doesn't have their own micro FM station there. And
Berkeley does. Yes, I know. I've been on it.
Well, they should. I mean, these students
left over the years. You don't know.
These students should commandeer that radio and broadcast live to the community with some sort of a link up from the the protest site and just put out the word or a few signs around town and everybody within earshot of that frequency. Could hear live what's going on, that would amplify
their effect.
It's a
good idea, Rodney. It's a good idea, but they need to, the whole movement needs to be clarified because it's a messy. It's like we talked about that on and off before. They got some socialist, communist, true capitalist. They got Andy Fed, Ron Paul people. They got We Are the Change. It's a wild mix over there. So until that movement clarifies which way it will go, then because they may use that low FM broadcasting for the wrong cause. Magnetize people. Speaking of leadership, by the way, officially, no one can claim that he or she is a leader. That's one rule they have.
Well, that's...
Yeah, but do you understand? Here's what I'm afraid of. As I was, we're talking about before on the break. And here's what I've... They're doing all kinds of stuff. They've got student leaders. They've got leaders. They've got lawyers. They've got this and everything else. All these people who are pulling together to become very much an organization, a separate entity. The one thing that I'm afraid of, the only one thing I'm afraid of, because I think they're getting bigger than the people who handle them. Okay, I think the movement has changed.
Yes, it grows.
Okay, but here's the problem you're going to have, and this is what I fear, okay? And Sergey, you should know about the Bolshevik Revolution.
Yes,
and
I know.
I've
seen that Lenin short guy again. I will tell you a little bit later.
That's you give a cue to the backyard as a fountain. But anyway, the point is that, because of that possibility, and they're really organizing. I would rather them organize enough, but not have anybody in control, because when you have one person in control, you start having a dictatorship. I'm sorry, I see that point as a possibility also.
Well, that's a condition for the entire movement, because they cannot claim themselves leader. Everyone is leader, so they have like the equal leverage all abroad. Basically, everyone's voice is heard. It's just they have the they kind of like idealists. Therefore, pure equality. Pure equality, basically, that's a life concept, you know. And this is, on the other side, it's really scary. You cannot be equally, you know, you can have that equality in all aspects of personal life. This is would be wrong.
I'd rather them be equally all in charge of themselves. And the reason why is once you start having one person over this kind of group, okay, that's where you can have a new dictatorship.
Well, that's everything in general. When you centralize power like that, it's easily to take
it
over. But anyway, bridging the gap of what Rodney and Sergey were talking about, the singing revolution, that was the tipping point in that revolution, is when two people saved the radio tower from falling into the bad guy's hands. You know, they knew if they lost their communications, like Rodney suggested, that they could get out the truth about what was going on. They got on the air. Two people literally saved their whole country. It was amazing. If you haven't watched that movie, The Singing Revolution, it's pretty interesting.
World War II, same thing. World War II, it was the fact that London could send out, even in the middle of bombing and everything else, sending out that message that was not going to give a little teeny little ray. They had everything else. They didn't have that tower. Okay? They couldn't do it. They couldn't get it. They tried. But communications is absolutely the key. If you can get your message out, no matter what happens to you, you can be the last guy there, you can be the underdog, you can be on the end of your straps. But if you have the light on the end of that little, here, this is what's happening, come on, get out there. It drove grandmas, it drove other people out in the middle of the river, and then the ocean, you know, that type of thing, or whatever, in bathtubs to pick up soldiers who are American and British and other allies and bring them back and nurse them when they had fallen in. I know that for a fact. My father had downed in the English Channel, and a little old lady and an old man in a bathtub picked him up and brought him back into England so that he was alive to have me. Now, that could be a bad thing.
There's always a black cloud behind a silver lining, isn't there?
Watch it. But the point is, it was because they were listening to that message, and you're right, Rodney, listening to that message.
Go ahead, Rodney.
Also, Rodney, one comment. To do the like micro FM setup, they have to have permanent location. They don't have that.
No, you can do it out of your car, Sergey. You can do it anywhere.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to talk to Tom briefly about it. Tom, I talked to Devin. I talked to Devin down in Carbondale. He said the meetup group down there is quite a bit larger than it was last go around.
The Ron Paul Revolution meetup group.
Yeah,
I'm gonna
get with those guys, or at least I don't know, find out when their next stand on the street holding signs activity is, and I'm gonna volunteer to go down there with a micro FM.
Excellent.
And see if we can't use our imaginations, and rather than just holding up signs and getting honks and thumbs up or thumbs down from these people up and down the road, they can tune in and hear a message and just kind of demonstrate what can happen on a with a mobile FM transmitter.
Perhaps part of that message, you could have a looping Ron Paul speech where he actually predicted everything that's happening right now. There's all kinds of YouTube videos you could extract the audio from of his speeches where he spelled out exactly what was going to happen, and it's come to fruition, and that might make believers out of some of these people that are getting misinformation about Ron Paul's movement.
Yeah, well, it's limited only by your imagination. That's I keep trying to tell people. There's so much could be done with these, and it's just a matter of
For new listeners, and what we're talking about is a FM micro station, and people still don't get this. What you want to put out on the air on that will come through your home stereo, your car stereo, a portable thing, any personal device that picks up FM broadcasting, You can pick a free space on the FM dial and broadcast any kind of information you want. Then under certain wattages, it's perfectly legal. If you want to go on the fringe area, you can play that game. But anyway, the point is, Castle Broadcasting Systems, and Rodney's doing this out of his goodwill. He's not making profit from this. Matter of fact, I'm sure he's losing money. You can get online, get one of these systems set up, get on the air, and use your imagination to get the message out that we want to get out. Back to you, Rodney.
I didn't intend to promote a website when I called in.
It's a solution, Rodney, and it's a huge solution that we should all be using. Every one of the listeners should be considering using this as in their toolbox of Patriot Tools.
Well, the technology is there, and I'd like to see it in the hands of people that have the truth. You know, that's why I'm not branching out beyond RBN or, you know, these other Patriot stations. Hopefully a majority of these listeners know what's going on, and, you know, they're not going to use this stuff to perpetuate the 12 planks of the Communist Manifesto. You know, they'll do the right thing with it. But anyhow, I'll keep you posted if I get a hold of Devin down there and
Yeah, as a little bit of dip in history, Rodney helped champion an effort where we pulled together, I don't know, at one time we may have had 20, 25 people, and we would go from city to city doing their local parades, and we were just terrorizing these communities with Ron Paul Revolution information. We just go from person to person handing out Slim Jims, which is basically a third of a sheet of paper with information forward and back about Ron Paul. Now, you can choose to support Ron Paul.
Are you saying you're a terrorist?
Well, of course. According to the MIAC report, we all are.
Yeah, I think we should wear that label proudly.
and by the way, we were speaking about starting that terrorization back up again. If nothing else, just to honor the past experiences we had, because we had an excellent time doing it. You know, this whole Patriot movement, everybody wants you to think, well, if I talk to people about this, they're going to think I'm crazy. That's not the message we should be giving out as the Patriot movement. We should be giving out how you go about doing it correctly. Ask them questions. Give out good information. Don't get the fire hose out. You know, there are ways we can do this and still have fun, and I think we proved that years ago, didn't we, Rodney?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was very, very taxing on us to organize that. You know, just about every weekend we were devoting on an entire Saturday, more or less, but it was enjoyable. We always ended up some eating establishment and unwinding, and it was a good time. I don't regret it. It takes me an awful lot for it to get geared back up to that degree again. But
one of the more interesting events we attended was the St. Louis Labor Day event, and that was full of beer drinking communists, anti Ron Paul Revolution type people, and we were there. Spewing our information and goodwill towards them, and there were some interesting encounters in that. But that's all part of the game, isn't it?
Yeah, it was. Well, guys, I guess I'll get off here.
Well, thanks for your input, Rodney.
All right, bye.
Thank you for calling. Keep us posted how it develops. Yeah, I would like to go back with Rodney's. That earlier about the, you know, broadcasting, and since they don't have permanent location and what the current tactics, they change current tactics, occupiers. Now they dislocated themselves. Before it was visible, open, you know, like a major location, park or square somewhere. Since they cannot camp that anymore, some cases legally or illegally, so then they dispersed. It makes them harder to identify by the local authorities.
All right.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing? We'll talk about after the break.
Hey, RBN listeners. By now, most of you have started stocking up on gold and silver to get you through the upcoming economic crisis, and that's good. You're ahead of the crowd. But when the dollar finally fails, as every paper currency in the history of the world has failed, and silver and gold prices are worth hundreds or even tens of thousands of dollars an ounce, do you really expect to be able to easily trade them for basic essentials? With precious metals prices soaring, now may be the time to take a look at copper. For thousands of years, copper was used daily for bartering in the marketplace, and we're guessing we'll need it again, and very soon. Visit AOCScopper.com, the nation's largest private producer of copper medallions, and browse our huge selection. Stock up now while you still have time. That's AOCScopper.com, and use promo code RBN to receive free shipping. Don't get stuck without a practical way to trade. Visit AOCScopper.com and get prepared today.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
The Dallas Arms Collectors Association Incorporated is holding another gun and knife show following Thanksgiving on the weekend of the 26th through the 27th of November 2011. The Dallas Arms Collectors are again promising the single largest gun show in the state of Texas, where you can buy, sell, or trade various firearms, platforms, and knives and other shooting accessories. Admission costs are adults $10 single day pass or $15 for a 2-day pass. Children under the age of 12 receive free admission. Free admission is also included when applying for or renewing your NRA membership. The show is open to the public 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday and 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday. Parking is free with 24-hour security on site. For more information, please visit www.dallasarms.com or call 972-369-6062. And don't forget to visit us at the Republic Broadcasting Network booth.
It's a title song. New album.
Welcome back to Capital Pharma, rocking and rolling now. It's not like a live version of Lynyrd Skynyrd, Give Me Back My Bullets. And bullets can be lead. It can be micro FM stations. It can be switching your money out of banks into the local credit unions. Right, Sergey? You got a phenomenal number you mentioned during the break.
Right. Well, let's talk about first about the tactics. So what happens now all over the country. This location, specific location where the most occupiers are located, this is the parks and squares. They get, you know, either warning or they take down their camps and tents by the force because either they got a permit to set up or they didn't. So it varies from location to location. But what we should really watch what happens is disbursement of the occupiers. Let me make an analogy. If we have, let's say, the big house, you know, full of roaches, so the owner of the house called the roach exterminator, right? So the guy comes over and they shoot a few, like, smoke bombs to smoke the roaches out. Some get killed. Some would just, you know, disperse around where? To the next house and the house maybe after that. So because they want to continue their life, they want to reproduce themselves. This is just natural instinct. So I made that analogy to these occupiers. They doing something really similar. So they, instead of having the big bunch located in one location, now they disperse. They just, like a small group, 5, 10, 15 people, they just gather together in different places. They not only in big cities, in even small towns, in the mid-sized towns. So it's happening all over the country. So what actually the officials did, they made that occupiers' tactics change, but they think that the officials think they solved the problem. Actually, they made it worse for themselves, and it's better for occupiers. They think if they cannot locate themselves in the big numbers, they would be finished. No. So the people always create something. It just God created us that way. We always think about to do something, if for any action, it is reaction, right? So earlier in this month, it's at the beginning of the month, they launched the flyer countrywide. It's happened from November the 1st till 4th. Well, I guess we have a music. We'll continue after the break. Yes.
And we got a 70-second break, so it's a quick turnaround on
this
one.
We have Mike. Mike, we see you.
Mike, we see you.
Mike in Maryland.
All right, Mike will get to you after the break.